This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And his son Ismail and Isaac, peace be upon them, all the way through to Moses and Jesus, peace be upon them all, until we reach our final prophet and messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love all the prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to mankind, and we send our peace and blessings upon them all. Why is that? Because all the prophets that Allah, that God sent to mankind, all the prophets were Muslims. A Muslim can only be a Muslim if he was to love all the prophets. And that includes the Prophet Jesus, Isa alayhi salam, and the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet. They were all Muslims. They were all adherents to the faith of Islam, to the religion of Islam. What is Islam? My brothers and sisters in Islam, what is Islam? Our dear guests, our fellow Australians, Islam, it comes from the word Islam and Salam. Islam means submission, and it also means peace. But submission to who? And submission to what? Islam is a submission to God Almighty. It is a submission to Allah. Each and every single human being that lives is made of a body and a soul. His body has needs. The body has needs. You need to eat, you need to drink, you need to breathe in oxygen so that you remain nourished and alive. And also, you have a soul. And this soul has needs as well. And the need of the soul is that it connects to higher authority, to a higher being. And that in Islam is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so, my fellow Australians, what you saw today of the Muslims and what they were doing in their prayer of bowing and prostration, you might have thought that this is incredible. What are these people doing? How come they put their head and their forehead onto the ground? Who does that? We did that for our Lord, for our God. And we do this a minimum of 5 times a day. Each and every single one of us here. This is not just a show for tonight. This is what we do every single day on a daily basis. And we find nourishment in this. And we find peace in this. And we find tranquility in this. Even in the most difficult of moments. Even in the times of hardship. Whatever it was. If we went through a financial hardship. If we went through a hardship of a loss of a loved one. If we went through an illness. A cancer. A disease. No matter what it is. We Muslims find peace and tranquility and our heart rests when we pray in the manner you saw us, especially when we have our forehead onto the ground. We only do this for a higher deed. We only do this for our Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is what Islam is. This is what Ramadan is about. And this is what the teachings of our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is all about. When our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was sent as a prophet to mankind, he only had 23 years to spread his message. 23 years only. See, my fellow Australians, everyone you see here, he spread his message 1,440 years ago. And his message and his teachings are alive as they get. This is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 23 years. He taught us everything that we're supposed to know that brings us closer to our God and grants happiness in this world and in this afterlife when we die and we meet our Lord and eventually we enter the paradise to be in company of the prophets and the messengers and the righteous. This is what he had, 23 years. Our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the greatest message that he came with to mankind, to all of us. And this is the very same message that every single prophet came with. And that includes Moses and Jesus.
They all came to say, worship one Lord. Worship one Lord. They all came to say, أنه لا إله إلا الله. They came to teach mankind, there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah. This is who is worthy of worship. Why? Because Allah, our Lord, is the one who created us. He's the one who provides for us. He's the one who sustains us. He's the one who caused our life. He's the one who will take our life. And He decrees all our affairs and our matters. Therefore, He is worthy of worship, no one else. Some people choose to worship a rock. What did the stone and the rock do to you? Did it create you? Did it provide for you? A stone, if I was to push it, it cannot lift itself from the ground. It cannot defend itself. How do you worship a stone? How do you worship a rock that cannot even benefit itself? Nor can it harm itself. How can it benefit and harm others? And some people choose to worship other human beings. There are some that worship human beings. How is that the case? How can a human worship a human? Every single human being had a beginning. How do you worship someone that had a beginning? That's why Islam and every single prophet would call to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah alone is worshipped 23 years. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught mankind. And since we establish, and you and I can come to an agreement that our Lord is our maker and provider and sustainer, therefore He is the only one who has authority to command and to prohibit. Only Him. That's why the Muslims worship Allah. They worship God because they acknowledge that He is their creator. He created me. Therefore, He deserves my worship. And He deserves that I only worship Him and no one else. My brothers and my sisters, fellow Australians, Islam is a religion of purity. It is a religion of purification, a religion of cleanliness. You see this mess that we will do, we will clean it all up before we leave. And not only that, we're not only clean in terms of cleaning the streets, but Islam also teaches us to be pure and clean in who we worship. So we worship our Lord alone. Islam also teaches us to be pure and clean in that which we put in our mouth. So we only eat what is wholesome, what is lawful, what is actually nourishing for the body. And we avoid certain foods such as pork and so on, because this is harmful for the body. This is mercy of God upon us and His teachings upon us. And we are pure and clean in what comes out of our mouth. So the Muslim is supposed to speak certain words that are good, that are pleasing to our Lord. This is what Islam is about. And it teaches us to be pure in our relationships. So man and woman marry. Islam is a pure religion. It teaches us to be pure in our relationships. It also teaches us to be pure in the way we dress. And it also teaches us to be pure in the way we earn our wealth. We're supposed to avoid interest and gambling and all that, which brings sicknesses and mental illnesses upon people. What has driven the people into mental illness, other than the fact that they have transgressed against the laws and the commands of God? When you come to Islam and you abide to the pure teachings of Islam,
and you only eat that which is pure, and you dress in a pure manner, and your relationships are pure, and your financial earnings are pure, that is when you'll experience peace and happiness and joy and success. And that is when you'll celebrate your life in this worldly life and in the afterlife. When our Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, entered Al-Madina. Al-Madina is a beloved city to our Lord. And this is currently in today in a country known as Saudi Arabia.
When he entered into Al-Madina, and this is the final thing I want to share with you, he said to the people three words. He walked in and he was walking among Muslims and among the Christians and among the Jews. He walked among the Muslim community and the Christians and the Jews. And he said a few words. And a Jewish man by the name of Abdullah ibn Salam heard this message. And he was so mesmerized by this message that he memorized it and he relayed it to the people. When the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam entered the beloved city of Al-Madinah, he came in and he said, Ya ayyuhan nas. He said, O mankind. He said, Afshu salam. Spread the peace among you. Islam is a religion of peace. Among us, you see these Muslims, when we see each other, we say, peace be upon you, my brother. Peace be upon you, my sister. Look at the religion of peace. We stood, we didn't even rehearse for this event. We didn't rehearse. But did you see how synchronized we are all? We stood when we all stood, and we bowed when we all bowed, and we prostrated when we all fell into prostration. Synchronized movements, because this is what God teaches us, and this is the religion of peace. You see how we were all standing next to each other? Because the Muslims are brothers and sisters to each other. What you see now is symbolic, and it implies the oneness of the Muslims, and that the Muslims are together wherever they may be across the globe. You know, when a non-Muslim enters Islam, one of the most beautiful things he experiences is to know that everyone on his left and everyone on his right is a brother and a sister of his. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afshu salam wa at'imu at'am. He said, feed the poor and the needy. This is a message of our Prophet. Feed the poor and the needy. And I want to make a comment here. You know, my fellow Australians, brothers and sisters, these are called Ramadan nights. This event is called Ramadan nights. But it is very important for you and I to know how this all happened. Do you know the history of this place? Do you know how this place happened? This is how it happened. About 10 years ago, there was a dear brother of ours, and he's here tonight. He decided to open a food stall here to sell camel burgers. And the intention was, with all the profits that are collected, they will be sent to Syria to feed the poor and the needy in this blessed month of Ramadan. This is how it started. This was the spirit of Ramadan night, because this is what Islam encourages. And especially this is what Ramadan is about. It's about feeding the poor and the needy. And then later on, and years later, until today, it evolved and it became into something that is not what Ramadan is about. Ramadan is not about food stalls and eating, but you can enjoy what you want and eat what you like. But you need to understand that Ramadan is about worship. The month of Ramadan is about worshipping Allah. It's about feeding the poor and the needy. This is why Muslims are encouraged to continue to donate and to feed the poor and the needy. And especially towards the end of the month, we also feed the poor and the needy. And finally, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَصَلُّوا بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامُ فَادْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ. He said, and mankind, people, pray at night when the people are asleep. You will enter the paradise peacefully. And this is what Islam is. You know, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our Prophet Muhammad, he said to the people, pray at night. He said this one word 1,400 years ago. And until this very day, every single generation that came from then until today are praying at night. Like what you said, our religion is not a word, it's not a religion of words. It is a religion of action. This is why we're here tonight, praying in front of you, to show you the beautiful teachings and the peaceful teachings of our beloved religion, Islam, the religion of our Prophet, and the religion of all prophets, and the religion that is accepted by Allah to mankind. And in our prayer, we read words. These words, we believe, are the words of God sent to mankind. Each and every single word in this book carries and contains immense guidance for mankind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from us. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestow His mercy upon us. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to cause our death upon Islam, upon La ilaha illallah. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open the hearts of everyone that is here that hasn't become a Muslim yet. And I give you good news. It is the best religion, and it is the most authentic religion. And every single stand here and stall would be helping anyone who wants to journey into Islam and wants to know more about Islam, feel free and feel happy to come and approach brothers and ask them whatever you like about life, about Islam. And I hope that Allah shall grant you all guidance. Wallahu a'lam wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Jazakallah khairan shukran wa barakatuh for these wonderful words that have come from the heart and have gone to the heart, inshallah ta'ala.